Good afternoon. Alan Cheney here. I just wanted to do a quick overview of the Ultimate Business, the Ultimate Senior Care Business Planner that we recently completed and made available for sale at alancheney.com. So what I want to do real quick was go through the planner kind of step by step with you guys so you can know exactly what you're getting. This the Ultimate Senior Care Business Planner, your daily community liaison productivity planner for meaningful relationship development. More products available at alancheney.com. There you go. Podcast, Apple, Google, Spotify. Some of the benefits, the Ultimate Senior Care Business Planner benefits. So stay focused, productivity, idea recall, which I always struggle with, time management, organization, goal accomplishment, inspiration, tracking, work more efficiently, combat overthinking, staying positive, and then work-life balance. These are some of the benefits of this planner. Meaningful relationship development. The first thing we have here is the community liaison's job description and responsibilities. As you can see here, caregiver recruitment. So we just covering some of the things that's important early on. Some of the sources to use for caregiver recruitment. A couple of examples are referrals, word of mouth, Indeed, free ads, LinkedIn, churches, Facebook's jobs. Once you created a Facebook business page, the documentations for the, necessary documentation checklist for your new hires, for your caregiver recruitment. Those are just some plates, a couple pages to get you prepared for some of the things that come in the planner and in your business, obviously. So here we have a 2021 review. So your biggest achievements in 2022, in 2021, your personal highlights. Have you met your financial and personal goals? What didn't you achieve this year? What were unproductive tasks? What are some of the unproductive tasks that you had? Business decision changes you want to implement next year, and then personal life changes you want to implement next year. What made you happy this year? So this is just reviewing 2022, preparing for your life map going into 2021 going into 2022. So then we have the life map with some tools to help you. This tool helps you build a simple personal framework around what you will design the type of lifestyle you want for the coming year. It is an important step prior to focusing on your business and goals, your business goals, your life map. And if you guys know me, I'm always stressing, personal development is consistent with your business development. So if there's no personal growth, you can't expect no business growth. So here's some some more tools. Make a list of your daily exercise routine you wish to follow. Do you have any bad habits you'd like to break? Which healthy habits will you establish in the new year? What hobbies will you intend to pursue? Because you're not just working for work's sake, you're not doing business for business sake. You have a goal. You're trying to design a life. Usually, people do it to design a life of financial freedom and independence. So, you want to outline that stuff and start putting it in the universe, what you actually want to have done. So, 2022 bucket list, your biggest why, contributions and impact. Definitely want to be clear about your whys, your vision. This year, and then this year, 5 years from now, you have spaces here for you to write that in. Where you see your life in a year from now? And where do you see your life in 5 years? Just a real vision for yourself. And then we get into the brand and business. You describing your facility or your services, what problems your facility and services are trying to solve. Like, so this is like building your brand and kind of thinking about the messaging of your actual services. So that's what we're looking at here. I'm not gonna go through every little thing, but that's business and branding. Then we go into the competitor analysis, competitor strengths and weaknesses, competitor strategies. And if you guys, you know, listen to some of my stuff, I'm always saying study your competitors, secret shop, call, get into their sales cycle, get into their marketing so you can get everything that they're doing. So you can dissect it, look to see what's working, what worked on you or what would have worked on you when you were secret shopping, and what you should, you know, what you could take from it and how you can implement that stuff in your company, and make it work better for you. A SWOT analysis: strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. You definitely want to have this completed and something that you're going to constantly go back to and add to and think about, because the opportunities are going to change, the threats are going to change, your strengths are going to change, and your weaknesses are going to change. So that's there, a SWOT analysis here. Room for other notes. What can we do to prevent vulnerabilities or risks? So these are some of the questions that you want to be asking yourself, getting into some of the branding thinking and just going into the marketplace. You want to have some of these very important questions answered for yourself, if nobody else. And then we could go into the marketing plan. You're going to identify your target market. You know, section here to complete, you know, what your target customer looks like. What does a client look like? What does a typical customer look like? Their age, their education, their family background, occupation, preferred, their lifestyle, their values. So like, you really want to dig into like your markets, your individual clients, demographic. You know, like, you really want to know, understand who they are and identify them in the marketplace, so you can know exactly how to create programs, marketing material, services, and stuff that meets the direct demands of those those particular demographic. So then we go into the back page, part two, same stuff, more questions. How does it make them feel when they use your services? Are the service similar services to yours? How do they feel about your service? Will they require additional persuasion to use the services? So this is just some more information that you kind of just going to start thinking about and filling in as you get into your sales plan. And then we go into the sales plan here. How will you bring services to your potential clients? How are you going to communicate with your clients? Is your website mobile friendly? Stuff like this. Is it optimized? Are you gathering emails on your website? And then we go into sales funnels, like generate, convert actual customers. So 1,000 leads, 100 prospects equals. So you want to, so if you generate 1,000 leads, that's 100 people that's probably going to be excited about it. And then you get 10 people out of that 100 to say yes. And just creating a funnel to get this stuff done. The social media marketing plan. And specific sort of, your, then we got a section for your specific social media marketing objectives. Your competitors' name, their socials, what's working for them, what do you see that looks great on their pages, on their stuff, what can you do different? What are some key strategies my competitors use? How can I differentiate and improve my business? So social media marketing strategy. We have information here for that to put that in. how will you achieve your social media objectives? And here goes a couple different options for you to help you achieve your social media marketing strategies, goals, some blogging, if you plan on getting into some blogging, which it definitely is a good way to position yourself as an expert in your market. How's that going to look? Here's some steps and some ideas for you to set up your blog. And just it's a section of your website that you want to constantly be adding to and creating content for when you're doing your business, so that people can, you know, get new information on what's going on. So you could have different blog posts about different topics. It could be stuff about different needs that you see in the community, different programs and features and benefits that you have, and just general information about senior cares, senior well-being, and stuff like that. So it's in any direction you want to go in. You want to think about your blog as almost like a media department for your company, where you're constantly informing the world about your industry and your company and how your company is relating to that energy and industry. Video marketing. We have a section here for video marketing and getting that outline for you. Podcasting. All this is very important stuff. All the stuff that I do that you guys see me doing. And then we get into the projects that we're going to get going. Different projects that we want to interact, have working on. Hold on, something. So, that's good stuff. Just wanted to get something back here. Okay. Good, good, good. So, the planning. This is all just good stuff for business planning and connections. Personal and business connections. The name. So you got people, just names, reason for connections. So you got all these lists of, so you can use this for like your referral network and just different people in the industry that you're gonna need to, you know, have their information, and you wanna just have it handy. And this book here, you wanna keep this book with you throughout your day. This is it's a planner, and it has all your, so you can have all your business stuff in one place. So then we get into the financials, financial planning, your personal survival budget. We break out your expenses, your estimated income, total income, disposable income. And then we have a profit and loss sheets here for your forecast for the year. And then we just had the calendars. And then we get into the actual goals and the monthly and daily notes that you're going to be taking. And what you're doing on social each and every day. All of this stuff is here. So starting from last year on to now. And then you're just kind of going through the planner, outlining your day, your to-dos, what's important, tracking your hydration intake. I know that a lot of people were wondering what that's about, water tracking. But I really want people to stay hydrated, so we put that in there. And then your community liaison weekly tracker, like how many visits are you making throughout the week? How many facilities or organizations that you're communicating throughout the week? Stuff like that. So, and then we have like how many calls you're making, emails, letters, and then LinkedIn visits and stuff like that. So we have grids so you can count in as you know, we have minimums that we should suggest, but then you put exactly how many calls you made per day, how many emails went out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, letters, emails, stuff like that. So and then, you know, just a reminder, top referral sources you should be communicating with. Then you, once you communicate with them and you start the meaningful relationship development process, then you get into you know, putting the actual organizations and their information in your planner. So, and then you can reflect back on what weekly reflection and what you need to improve on. And then that's it. That's pretty much it for the week. You've been through the whole planner, and then you just going through the days from here on out. Just getting some great, taking some notes, staying really organized, and staying on top of your business at the same time. So, hopefully this was helpful to give you some more ideas of what to look for in the planner. And yeah, check it out at AlanChaney.com. The ultimate senior care business planner, your daily community liaison productivity planner for meaningful relationship development. Peace.